In today's video, we are taking a profound leap back, approximately 700 years before Padre Pio put on the Franciscan habit, to the moment when Pope Innocent III granted approval to St. Francis's order. Stay tuned to hear about the revelations that guided the Pope's decision.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's insights are drawn from the book, The Second Life of Saint Francis, written by Saint Thomas of Celano. This ancient text provides a glimpse into Saint Francis's journey to gain official recognition of his religious order. Now, you might be wondering why this tale is significant for this channel. Well, Padre Pio was a Franciscan, tying him closely to Saint Francis. Without Saint Francis, we wouldn't have Padre Pio as we know him today. Also, there are numerous similarities between them. For instance, as many of you may already know, Saint Francis also experienced divine revelations and visions. Today's story revolves around one such revelation, the one that ultimately persuaded the Pope to officially recognize St. Francis's religious order. Listen to this. In 1209, when Francis and his followers appeared before Pope Innocent III to seek approval of their way of life, which emphasized poverty, humility, and simplicity, the Pope hesitated, finding himself unable to discern whether this was God's will. As a man of great wisdom, he advised Francis, "Son, ask Christ to reveal his will through you. Knowing it ourselves, we will grant you what you piously ask of us with greater certainty." So, the holy man obediently followed the directive of the Supreme Shepherd, turning to Christ with confidence. He prayed fervently and encouraged his companions to join him in seeking God's guidance. Eventually, through persistent prayer, Francis received a divine response. Christ had ordered him to tell the Pope the following parable. Listen to this. There lived in a desert a very poor but very beautiful woman. Because of her great beauty, the king fell in love with her. Extremely pleased, the monarch married her, and they had very beautiful children. Already grown and educated with great nobility, the mother said to them, "Do not be ashamed of your poverty, dear children, for you must know that you are all children of a great king. Go confidently and joyfully to his court, and ask him for whatever pleases you." As surprised as they were radiant with the news of their royal lineage and their rights to inheritance, and already imagining their poverty transformed into opulence, they immediately presented themselves to the king, confident and secure, all the more because they saw themselves reflected in his face. The king also saw himself in them, and, surprised, asked him whose children they were. And as they affirmed to be the children of a poor woman who lived in the desert, embracing them, he said to them, "You are my children and my heirs. Do not fear. If strangers eat at my table, it is only right that I should be diligent in feeding those who are my rightful heirs." And he sent word to the poor woman in the desert to send him also her remaining children born to her, so that he might educate them at court. Needless to say, Saint Francis was filled with joy upon hearing the parable and wasted no time in bringing the message to the Pope. But before we get to that part, let's just pause here for a moment and briefly break down the parable for better understanding. In this parable, the woman represents Francis himself. The desert symbolizes the harsh and untamed world, devoid of virtues. The children, numerous and splendid, symbolize the Franciscan brothers, rich in all spiritual goods. As for the king, he is none other than the Son of God, welcoming all who, unburdened by love for wealth, gather at his table. Essentially, those who, like Francis and his followers, are happy to imitate Christ and embrace holy poverty end up resembling Christ himself. Now let's return to the story of Francis and the Pope. Amazed by what he heard, the Pope quickly realized that God was speaking through the humble man in front of him. He then remembered a dream he had just a few days before, where he saw the Archbasilica of St. John Lateran about to collapse, but a simple-looking religious held it up on his shoulders, preventing its fall. This man, the Pope thought, is the one who will support the Church of Christ with his actions and teachings. Moved by his revelation, the Pope not only granted his request right away, but also pledged continued support for the remarkable man before him. Encouraged by the Pope's approval, Francis embarked with renewed zeal on his mission to sow the seeds of virtue far and wide. The mission to guide souls towards God echoes through the history of the Franciscan order. And, as we know, Padre Pio continued this legacy long after St. Francis, spreading faith even to this day, decades after his own death. And with that, we conclude today's story. To all my wonderful viewers, I wish you a blessed and joyful feast day of St. Francis happening today. May his spirit of humility and love guide us all. And if you enjoyed today's story or learned something new, please let us know in the comment section below. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the link in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.